Numbers 13, verses 31 to 33. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak, and we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes." As we reflect on this story in the book of Numbers, we see how God took his people out of Egypt with a mighty show of power, and then provided for them miraculously while they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. When they were near the promised land, Moses sent the leaders of the 12 tribes to search out the land of Canaan. On their return, their report verified God's promise that the land was indeed prosperous. Yet their unbelief caused 10 of the 12 leaders to bring a negative report concerning God's ability to carry out his promise. They began to compare themselves with their enemy and saw themselves as grasshoppers. The people of God were close enough to go in and spy out the land. They were close enough to bring back some of the fruits of the land. Yet their hearts were far from receiving God's promise because they could not believe God for victory over the giants. Many times we come close to God's plan for our lives, but we allow the giants of doubt and insecurity to hold us back. When problems arise, we see ourselves as grasshoppers and reap failure because we discount God's ability to fulfill his promise. Perhaps today God is leading you towards possessing his promise to you, and it requires faith on your part. Be alert to recognize the strategies of the enemy, who may be causing you to doubt and to be afraid. Instead, hold fast to your faith and allow God to fulfill his will for your life. Keep going forward to possess his promise. May I invite you to join us next week.